Hello, everybody. Welcome back to That's Life Podcast. My name is Abby Murphy, and hopefully I'm not screaming too much into the mic. I'm trying to. I feel like I always do like the worst intro by myself right when I get started because I feel like I get a little bit too excited. And so then I look into the mic to make sure I'm not like screaming into the mic and blasting everybody's eardrums off. But then I'm not looking at the camera when I need to look at the camera. It's a whole thing. But anyways, I'm here by myself again today. My sweet, sweet fiance, Ryan Luckett, who is the other co-host of this podcast, is still sicky wicky. We were going to try to get him on the podcast today, but we both just decided, well, kind of me more so, honestly, kind of outing myself. He was like, yeah, I feel ready to do a podcast. And I don't know, just the way that his health has been and the things that bother him and the discomfort and also just like how drained he gets after using a lot of mental power. I was like, lovingly, I want you to rest. And also just he's been, and he wouldn't care me sharing this with you all, but there's just like a lot of like spaciness in conversations. Like we've talked about this, like he feels like spacey and almost kind of like zones out a lot. Like he's unable to concentrate. And I just didn't want to put that kind of pressure on him to be so engaging in a podcast and then mentally tax himself. And I don't know, I'm a worried fiance right now. I'm very, very worried. And I know he's okay. Like I know he's going to be okay. And the Lord has him, and the Lord has good plans for him, and all of the things that I know hold true. And yet I am still concerned, and I still have, you know, just a weary heart. And the Lord is giving me rest in that. And I'm not worried. I guess worried is the wrong word. Like I know the Lord has him, but I don't know. Am I explaining myself? Like it's that like balance of knowing your person is okay and knowing your family is okay, or knowing your loved one is okay, and yet you still think about them and just hurt for their hurt. Honestly, we just want answers at this point, but you know, we're going to all the things, we're doing all the things. And the more we can update with you guys with, if that did not make sense words, we will. But right now we're just waiting for the next doctor's appointment and trying to get through what we can get through. So he's taking these acid reflux pills that I also take for my acid reflux. Oh, I'm yawning. I guess I'm tired. Okay. But until that, he's kind of unable to get solid food down. I think the pills kind of help a little bit. They help me. He had a granola bar today, so I've yet to ask him how that made him feel. We'll see. But that's Ryan's health. And I guess just for this phase of life right now on the podcast, it should just be like Ryan's health update segment. Ding. If you're a new listener, I just totally overwhelmed you with everything. Welcome our new listeners. If you have no idea what I'm talking about, my name's Abby. My fiance's name is Ryan. He's a co-host and he is going through some health problems right now. So if you go down the rabbit hole of listening to all of our podcasts, you will learn a lot more about that. But I'm not going to give you the details right now because I talk about it all the time, obviously, because it's on my brain. I feel bad for people that ask about him to me and they're like, oh, how's Ryan? Because I just give every single ounce of information and every worry and every fear that I have ever felt in my head and every question and everything, because it's just occupying my mind a lot. And I overload them with it. And then I'm like, you were not expecting that answer. You were expecting he's okay, he's all right. But luckily we have a great community here and people have been so kind. Today though, we are not going to get into the deep, deep, deep depths of Abby's heart. We are going to do something more lighthearted, which I'm really, really excited about. 2025 New Year's resolutions. Guys, I'm feeling really unhinged today. I don't know why. I don't know where this is coming from. Before we get into those though, I do want to give you some updates. Actually, I can't give you those updates yet because it kind of falls in with my New Year's resolution. I don't know. It's kind of like a whole thing. My beverage of choice today is Olipop. This is not sponsored, although I wish it was. I love Ollie. Let's open it up together, shall we? Ryan would be so mad at me if he knew I was doing this right now. But holla, I got the podcast to myself today. Oh, that's what I get, I guess. I'm wrapped up in a cutie little blanket right now because I'm freezing for some reason. It's 60 degrees outside. I don't know why I'm freezing. Well, it doesn't feel 60. It's cold and rainy. Like, it's like windy and rainy, so the wind makes it colder. And one thing about me is I have a really, really bad blood circulation. And it's like in my hands and my feet especially. So my hands get like purple and then also like white. It's called Raynaud's or Raynaud's. Like, I have it. I self-diagnosed myself, but I know I have it, people. I know it. I just know it. I feel it in my bones. I legitimately feel it in my bones. Like, they're cold and they're white, solid white. So I'm just trying to stay warm in that. Anyways, I was reflecting and have been reflecting a lot on just my goals in life. And I feel like a lot of what I want in life is changing, which is kind of crazy. I had an epiphany today. Ever since the ultra, my ultra marathon, which was in September, I had a month of October where I was like, I'm just going to focus on strength, and kind of went all to the extreme to burnout of just being really excited to kind of have, you know, a routine again of my life. And I didn't have to focus as much on, you know, eating to burn everything that I had to like replenish and training an excessive amount and this, that, and the other. But I kind of went to just a different extreme of like all work and no rest and all mental work and push your business and do this, to where I just burned out. And then I went down a hole wondering what Sabbath is and learning about Sabbath journey, which I've talked about throughout this podcast. And if you've walked with me through that, then thank you for sticking around through my craziness. But November, I started training for the Austin Marathon in February, which I'm really excited about. So I'm about 1.5 months in right now, and I'm loving it. I'm doing speed and I'm doing endurance and just loving it. And I am also getting to the point to where I'm realizing that the more that all of the podcast stuff kind of takes off, I'm doing more and more races and more things. And I don't want to live in a constant state of marathon training. So I love training. I love training. I've said many times on this podcast before, like, I would just train and not do the race. Like, I love working towards something. I love the amount of miles that it puts on your body. I love the feeling of getting up and just choosing to do something hard. I love long runs. I love long runs. I love just zoning out and just feeling the wind and doing all the things that comes with training. I love it. I love the structure. I love talking about it. I just love it. It's great. And also, I'm realizing how much my body has changed throughout consistently running. I started marathon training September of 2024. So not even a full year, honestly. Wait, no. That was a lie. September of 2023. Pfft, silly me. September of 2023. So it's been over a year, about a year and a half. And I've basically consistently trained for a marathon race or higher and taken like a month off here and there. But it's not necessarily that that's bad or good, but I'm realizing that that's just not where I want to put my mental energy at this phase in my life right now, which is hard because I have Austin in February and Boston in May, and I also, or in April, and I also want to really accomplish these goals and set PRs, which requires training. So I've been hitting some pretty high mileage weeks right now at the point to where like I'm marathon ready. And I think the thing is, I have to be real with myself in the fact that like I kind of stay in a state of constantly being marathon ready. And I don't want to say that and it come off like, oh, I'm so fit. No, I'm so bleh. Like, no, it's just, this is the lifestyle that I've chosen. This is the job that I have. I, you know, am doing deals and things with races and I love it. And I love the atmosphere. I love the people. I love everything about it, but I'm not trying to be an elite. I'm not trying to prove to anyone that I can hit any certain time. And I do this because I love it. I just love it and it's fun. And so if my goal in life is to have fun and enjoy these moments. And I also am not wanting to live in this constant state of train, and just wanting to have this state of contentment and being happy where I'm at and still working hard and having those coexist in the mental and physical, working hard and pushing myself while also being content with where I'm at and not constantly like hunger, seek for the next milestone, next this, next that. You know, where does my training fall in that? And so I'm kind of taking this week to navigate what that looks like and also just be like, okay, how can I stay marathon ready to where like if I get a call, hey, we got you some tickets to go run this marathon in 2 weeks, I could be like, oh yeah, let's do it. While also honestly just like giving my body the rest that it needs and putting more strength. What kind of got me to this point was just kind of looking at myself and being like, wow, I've lost a lot of muscle and I don't feel as confident. And I think that's kind of a big step to take as someone who has had such a big past with eating and all my body image things. If you want to listen to more in-depth episodes of that, I have a lot of episodes, my two recent previous episodes, and this episode isn't going to be all about that. But I just wanted to preface, this is a lot of thought behind what went into making my New Year's resolutions, honestly. But yeah, I just want to, you know, honestly, I'm just tired of constantly eating all the time and feeling sick, but knowing I have to get in those calories. Also, my body just, you know, is constantly, honestly, gaining weight because in marathon training, majority of the time you're going to gain weight if you're pushing yourself. And, you know, that's what I'm doing. I'm growing and I love growing. I love challenging myself, but you know, with the food and with the stress and everything, it's just a lot for my body to take on. I feel so happy and empowered and want to continue to do hard things, but I think I'm going to dial the miles back. I think I'm not giving myself enough credit in knowing my endurance and cardio strength at the moment. And yeah, I think I just want to change a little bit of where my training is at, but I can't really give an exact answer of what that's going to look like yet. I'm just kind of exploring right now, and I will keep you guys in the loop of how all that goes. But right now, I just feel as though I am training like an elite, like miles wise, because that's the standard that I'm holding to myself. I mean, I'm not anywhere near being an elite. Okay, not trying to put that out there. But if my goals in life are not to be an elite, why am I training like one? And also, you know, this, I'll tap more into this in the resolutions and just reflecting, but I really just want to put my efforts elsewhere. And that doesn't make me better or worse, but I think it just makes me realize how much of my identity I still hold in running, because I was like, well, I don't have to do any races. Like, I don't have to plan any races. Hear me, I want to do the races. I want to do Austin and Boston. I'm so excited about it. And I love doing races. I will always want to do races for the rest of my life. It's the greatest thing in the world. I love a marathon. It's my favorite distance. But I just had the thought of like, well, what if I don't do any races? Like, I don't want to do any races if I don't want to do them. And then my thought was immediately like, then who will I be? And that's when I was like, ooh, so you are replacing your identity in Christ in running, and that is an idol. Fix yourself, check yourself. And I quickly did check myself. And I mean, that's where this change is coming from. That's why the root of this conversation is even happening right now. But it is something to constantly be in check with yourself, especially because when we're like constantly pushing ourselves to go harder and do more, it's very easy to just fall into that routine and fall into that, you know, this is what I do until a point where you don't even realize that it's taken over, and not even taken over to a point where I'm like, oh, I'm so upset and I don't know why and I'm burnt out. I actually feel very steady. I feel very content. I feel very good, but there's just needing to be a goal shift and a priority shift. And the motivating factor behind that is a lot of things. I also think, like, I don't want anyone to hear me say like, oh, I'm looking at my body and I like don't like it or blah, 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 or I'm not muscular or this. I love my body. I love the phase that it's in. I love all the phases that it's in. But I also know that I have goals in putting on more muscle and wanting to put on more muscle. And I'm not letting that be the looming thing. I'm just letting it be a motivating factor. But I love myself just the way that I am right now. And also knowing that I want there to be change. I'm not beating myself up until I reach a certain physique. And I'm not, you know, looking down on myself and being like, you're disgusting and you're this and you're that. And I think that just goes to show the growth that you can have after coming out of such a deep past with everything. But it definitely is something to be mindful of. And, you know, for people like us who have had pasts like that, we have to be extra careful and extra cautious, because I believe firmly that we are always connected to things that we've been through, no matter what it is. And that's mine. With that being said, it led me down a rabbit hole of what I want for 2025 for myself and just, you know, kind of looking into things. Now, you may be thinking, oh, New Year's resolutions, those things never work and blah, 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 blah. Listen, I have broken it down to a formula that works for me. I am also not a New Year's resolution kind of person. The term, like, New Year's resolution, it puts so much pressure on yourself to do anything for a whole year. Like, oh my gosh, I'm burping so much. What the heck? Us as humans, we are not made to operate like robots. I don't think we should operate like robots. I don't think that's a fun life to operate like a robot. But structure is where we thrive. I mean, if you think about it, like, the world operates on a schedule. So we were made from the dust, from the dirt of the world by God. Why do we think we would not also thrive on a structure? Like, the sun rises and sets at the same time every day. You know, like, there are reasons morning routines and night routines exist. Life and the way things happen and community and how other people come into our lives provide the imbalance in structure, and that's good for us. And just finding a balance between those, I think, is where, like, this beautiful peace lives. And I feel like I'm constantly chasing it, which is, you know, trying to chase, like, what is balance for me. I don't think I'll ever get to a place where I know exactly what it is, because then why would I need to rely on the Lord for that guidance? Like, I'll never be able to find that perfect peace, because I can't provide that. No routine can provide that. Only the Lord provides that. But I do think there are goals and standards we can put in place and help ourselves become more scheduled, become more driven, and honestly, just be motivating factors. Like, there is nothing wrong with having a little goal to motivate you and putting a cute title on it to make it sound more fun. Like, I'm a firm believer in goals. I'm a firm believer in setting new habits. And the term New Year's resolution is just a cutesy way of saying that and setting a timeline on it. But, like, for me, I found breaking things up into weeks and months are what works. So at the start of a new year, I don't wait until the new year to do something. Like, if I want to do it, I'm just going to do it. And I'm just going to do it that week. Like, I don't wait for it to start on a Monday. I don't wait for whatever. Like, if I just want to start something, I'm just going to start that challenge or that tactic or that thing that I want to do. But I'm going to set a short timeline to evaluate how I react to those things. And also to give myself the chance to actually go all in on it and actually do it. Now, I love the fact that the New Year's resolution is a thing, because it's an extra added motivating factor. It's fun. Like, let's not be too deep about this, people. Like, it's just fun, you know? The same thing as a winter arc, same thing as 75 hard. Like, it's a challenge. It's a thing. I sign up for marathons because I want a challenge. I want a motivating thing. Like, a New Year's resolution is motivating. It may have a cutesy little title, and yeah, you may, like, quit and not do it, but at least you started. And we just tend to overthink that kind of thing. So anyways, with that being said, I think a great way to start whatever goals you want to do with reflection of where you have been and visualizing where you see yourself in the future. Now, the place where we get this messed up is through, you know, oh, you can manifest this for yourself and, you know, the universe is gonna blah, blah, blah. There's one God, and that one God has a son, and his name is Jesus. which is also God. And then within us, we have the Holy Spirit, which is also God, and they are three in one. That is where I commonly mess up in my goals, is that not even that I don't invite God into it, but I don't ask God where he wants me to go. I don't ask God to place the desires in my heart. I just say, oh, God, bless this. This is my idea. Come on, God, hop in. No. Like, he's not hopping in my car. I'm hopping in his. You know, he's the one driving. I'm the one blindly following and trusting, because I know where he's going to lead me is right and correct. So my encouragement, like how this looks practically, is like, Lord, as I'm thinking about, you know, bettering myself for you, being a better steward of your word, living this life to my fullest potential that you've set out before me, like, Lord, guide me in that. Give me the desires of what tactics I should put in place to achieve the goals that you have for me. Start in prayer. Listen to your gut. If you're connected in the spirit, if you're connected in the word, like, he will speak to you in so many different ways and highlight things in so many different ways. And also use those downfalls of highlighting what you need to work on. You know, for me, it's burnout. Like, when I get burnt out, I'm like, okay, Lord, what are you trying to tell me in this? What are you trying to tell me in this? What do I need to change? So that's kind of the root of where all of these different things are for me. But to start on reflecting, let's just go ahead and take a little deep dive of what 2024 was. I'm going to fire through these pretty quickly. 2024 was the year of blank. For me, 2024 was the year of running. This was a year that I constantly was training. Like I said in the beginning, I ran the Derby Marathon and I ran the BG Hot Rod Ultra Marathon. So both were in Kentucky. I love them. I Boston qualified for the Derby Marathon, which is why I'm going to Boston in April, which I'm super excited about. Yeah, it was a great year of running. And then I ran my first ever Ultra, and it was the greatest race of all time, the greatest race I've ever been a part of. It's a beautiful race. It's in a baseball field. You run around the same loop over and over and over of that baseball field for 24 hours. Incredible environment. That's when I truly realized, like, oh, I like love running. Like, I love it a lot. I had fun the entire time. I was crying, obviously, but even the pain was fun. That was just an incredible experience. Yeah. 2024 was the year of social media. Ryan and I started posting in early May, late April, and now we're here. And never in a million years would I ever have thought that this would become a thing. But also, this kind of ties into the next one. It was the year of change for me, because I transferred schools and transferred online and switched my major. When I was 9 years old, I did my first show, and I knew I wanted to do theater for the rest of my life. And I grew up doing theater. I majored BFA, musical theater, at Belmont University in college. Left my sophomore year of college to go pursue my first original show, directed by Jeff Calhoun, who is he's the guy that directed Newsies, if you're familiar. Not to like name drop, but just to show like the realness of, like, I thought this was going to be my career forever. Like, I was leaving school to go do these professional shows and do these things because I was like, this is my career and I want to make a name for myself and I love it and I still do love it. But I came back from that show my junior year of college and I was like, I don't want to do this. I don't want to do this anymore. And that's kind of crazy, but I tried to push through it. I thought it was a phase. It wasn't a phase. And after that junior year, 1 year left. I had like 4 credits of this semester left. But I was like, I'm not going to pay that kind of money and get that major of something that I don't want to do and I know the Lord doesn't want me to do. So I transferred. I went online and I just like took a leap. I had no idea what I was going to do, but how kind of the Lord to bless me with this, all of this, this social media thing and being able to create and use those public speaking skills that I've learned in theater just virtually online and being able to find a community, you know, leaving that theater community, which was great. I loved my theater community at school, to have a community here and be able to grow with my fiance and just a year of change and a year of just so many extreme blessings. And just the Lord has so kind in that. This was a year of growth. I gained a lot of weight, like legitimate growth, like body growth, which was very uncomfortable for me and also incredible. I learned how good I could feel, that I wouldn't always feel tired, that I can eat and should eat and everything will be better. A year of growth mentally, I've learned so much about myself. Ryan has taught me so much about how to be loved and how a man should love a woman. I've learned how I need to operate in a workspace, especially like with this job at church. The culture there is incredible because, you know, everyone helps everyone and everyone on staff like just knows when to be there and, you know, it isn't asked of them. But I learned that I do better with structure. I feel lost if I don't have a, hey, be here at this time. We're gonna, you know, we need to get this, and this done. So I had to talk with my boss and I was like, hey, even if, you know, there's like no plan set in place, if you could provide me with a plan of things I need to do, that's gonna help me serve this job better. And he was like, great, awesome, cool. You know, I learned and I grew in speaking up for myself. And, you know, I told myself like, oh, just figure it out, Abby, you'll be fine, you'll be fine. But he was like, I'm so glad you told me. I would have never known that. And now I can help you in that. And, you know, it's just those little things that you just grow as growing up. And I don't consider myself an adult at all, even though I technically am. But as I'm growing up and, you know, leaving my youth mentality, I am really proud of being able to speak up because I've stepped out of that people-pleasing mentality a lot more. And also I've learned that sometimes I just like project what I think others are going to think onto them before actually going through with the actions. And then I realized like, oh, that is not how they reacted at all. And I was just projecting that on them, but they didn't actually give me any reason to think that they were going to think that. So why am I projecting that onto them? Just a big year of growth all around, mentally, physically, spiritually. Whew! Me and Jesus have been up and down, but through all of it, we've been together, and that's what matters. And yeah, so that is reflecting. And then looking into this new year, here are some of my goals, and maybe this can inspire you to help you with your goals. So I have my goals set up. I like, for me personally, I resonate better with like a monthly goal. So for this list of things that I'm about to share to you, I have this set with the intention to apply these starting now until January 31st. So, you know, celebrating that new year and letting that new year be an extra oomph of like motivation, start fresh, do this. But I'm already implementing those things now. I'm already doing them now and gradually working my way into them so that by January, the hope is to have a full month of having these things already implemented and already doing them. I find that this is just more realistic for me. A lot of times we can jump into goals and just be so hard in, just like, all right, tomorrow the flip is switched. And I just find that those are so drastic that they also end very quickly. And for me, I find that like adding in one new thing each week really, really works. So it's not like a rip off the Band-Aid kind of thing. I'm a slow rip off the Band-Aid kind of girl. I'm like a, you know, have a towel in one hand with water as you peel the Band-Aid off kind of girl so that it just like soothes it, you know, if we're picking up what I'm putting down. I don't know if that really made sense, but anyway, so like this past week, I applied one of these things in my week, but only one, so that I could fully focus on that thing to where then I become more confident in it and I've built up kind of a routine around it. I know how my body reacts to it. I know if I like it or if I want to drop it. And then, you know, if it's easy and it's great and it works for me and hey, this is something, you know, that I can, you know, stop putting so much brain power to, I'm going to keep this and now put my efforts somewhere else and focus on something else. That thing then becomes just part of your regular routine to where 5 weeks down the road, you've got five more healthy habits. Now you don't even have to think about them anymore. Say you go through a week and you're like, okay, I really like this habit, but it's not natural to me yet. And I'm still struggling with it. Give yourself another week. Like we're humans. We're not supposed to operate like robots. Again, like I've been saying, say you go through that week and you've done it and you're like, this is too much work. This is not working for me. You know, I want the end result of this, but the process of how to go through this is just not working with me. Try something else. Just because it works for one person doesn't mean it's supposed to work for you. Experiment, you know, we're not all supposed to be David Gogginses. We're not all supposed to be Lucy Davises. We're not all supposed to be Sadie Robertsons. We're not all supposed to be, you know, I'm just saying people that I know, that first came to my brain, but that's what I'm saying. Like, we're not all supposed to be Bill Gates. We're not all supposed to, well, okay, I'm going crazy now, but you get the point. Everyone's different. And we hear a lot of like, do it now, work harder, do this. I love the motivation behind it. And I love the idea behind like you don't have to feel it in order to do it. I totally agree with that. I don't think we should base anything on feelings, especially our faith. But I also think we're human, and to not be in touch with our feelings and our emotions is detrimental to us in all aspects. Okay, I'm finally going to get into these New Year's resolutions. So for this next month, in regards to training, tapping back into that conversation that I opened up at the beginning of this podcast, I have a specific, I'm not going to say it on here, but I have a specific basic skeleton outline blueprint, whatever you want to put. I have the bones of a structure of a workout that I want to do from now until January 31st. That is not, you know, saying run this amount this day, this do this day, blah, 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 blah. But okay, on Monday, Wednesday, Fridays, they're going to look something like this. And on Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, they're going to look something like this. And then my Sunday is going to look something like this. And I have that in regards to training, just so I have a brief outline of something to hold me accountable. And yet there's still flexibility in, I wake up on Monday and I have an awful sore throat, but I still feel really good. Oh, okay, well, maybe I'll, you know, I set this time aside in my schedule of this is supposed to be my training, but now I don't have a specific training thing to where I feel like I failed if I don't follow through with it. I'm just doing what I was given with what I was given in the given circumstances, if that makes sense. The next thing I have, Bible and coffee every day. Now I say Bible and coffee because I love the vibe and the ritual of coffee. I love the atmosphere that coffee brings. I love the community that coffee brings. And I also just love pairing those two together. I find that there's so much serotonin and Sabbath in a cup of coffee for me. I don't know what it is, but I love pairing those two together. And it also just helps hold me accountable also. Like, I look forward to my cup of coffee every day. I love making it, even though I just pour stuff in, you know, I want to get into like an espresso machine and, you know, making cute coffee and latte things, but I'll do that later on when I have like a house and my own things and can, you know, create a coffee bar, and that's all later on down the road. Daydreaming here, but I just love those two together, and I think it'll help hold me accountable in really taking that slow time to read the Bible, like not just checking the Bible off the list and going through it and being like, oh, I read it. Like, when you sit down to have a cup of coffee, the idea is that like you drink it slow, and the idea is that you take it in sip by sip, and that's the parallel that I want to do with reading the Bible. I don't have a certain timeline that I'm trying to get all this information in, you know, and I want to really dig deep into the Bible this year rather than just like read over them and get the basic ideas. I want to find like what is in between the lines. The next thing, no food after a certain time period that I've had placed on here. Again, I'm not going to say the specifics of it because I don't want anyone to like compare theirs to mine, because I know like that's what I would do. But I find that when it hits a certain point at night, and I think this also has to do with training because I'm just not able to get all the calories in that I need to get in a day, I just am just snacking, whether it's boredom, whether it's whatever, fill in the blank. I'm just snacking to where then I get in bed and I'm like, why am I so uncomfortable? It's because I've just been mindlessly eating. It's late at night and it's fun. And that's great and all, And there's nothing necessarily wrong with that, but I don't like the feeling that I have after mindlessly snacking. I feel just uncomfortably full and I don't like going to bed feeling like that. And I'm not going to stop having like occasional fun snacks and things like that, you know. Food is community, food is memories. But I also know me going back and forth from the pantry however many times a night just because I'm bored is not benefiting my body or stewarding my body well. And also stuffing in a bunch of calories because I've trained that day and I'm low on my calories is also not stewarding my body well. So setting that timeline is then going to force me to prioritize getting my calories in during the day, knowing, hey, once this time hits, like start to decompress, get your mind somewhere else, stop, you know, not treating your body the way that needs to be treated. Okay, let's see what else. Oh, this one's going to be a struggle. I am going to implement Monday through Thursday. Ooh, no audio on my runs. Guys, if you know me, I am a podcast listener. Now, this is a hard stop on January 31st, but I just want to see how I feel without that like dopamine hit, without first thing in the morning getting three podcasts in and just stimulation. Like, I find that I'm constantly stimulated and I'm just listening to all these things. And I love listening to a podcast, but my brain is just going. And I get up at like 5 a.m. and run. Like, these podcasts now, it's just like I find that I'm just listening to the podcast and I'm not even taking in the information. I just like to have it as background noise and I'm thinking of other things. And I'm like, why don't I just turn the podcast off? But I don't like that. I don't like the silence. And I think that's very highlighting to me. Like, it really, really shows me, wow, how stimulated I am. So this is going to be a struggle, but I'm doing it a Monday through Thursday kind of thing so that those Friday, Saturday runs and walks, I'll really appreciate it. Again, not like cold turkey cutting it out, but just setting a boundary. And if that's subject to change, again, all this is very subject to change depending on how I'm feeling, how I'm reacting with it. And these will all be implemented slowly over time. And to me, there's a difference in evaluating and changing and then just like giving up. So also being very real with yourself and like, okay, is it a give up because it's hard thing? Or is it a, hey, this really isn't benefiting me in this way. How can I change this thing? So anyways, but yeah, that one's going to be a hard one, but I think it's going to be really good. I think it's going to be hard for a little bit and then really, really good. Read at night instead of scroll. That's going to be another hard one. I love the nightly scroll. I love a doom scroll. I love a doom scroll. I love watching cookie reviews. I love watching dance videos. I love watching my favorite like fitness people. I love a nightly doom scroll. And I love a morning doom scroll, TBH. Like just 5 minutes in the morning to wake me up. But it is, it's just not what I want. It's not what I want. I don't want to get into my marriage. Honestly, this is what I'm thinking. Like, I don't want to get into my marriage and start sharing a bed with my husband and then just roll over and scroll on my phone. I'm so addicted to it right now. I know that if like I got married tomorrow, if I got married tomorrow, give it a month, I would be scrolling on my phone in bed. I don't want to be that kind of wife. And so it is time for me to implement reading a book instead. I want to just be present. I don't want to zone out. And I'm finding that I'm doing that a lot these days. The next one, no scrolling with/around people. So basically what I'm doing is I'm saying no doom scrolling, period, unless I'm by myself. And I think like especially for the field that we're in, like I want to get inspired. I love social media. I love feeling inspired. I love seeing other people's creativity and artistry. It's never been something that I compare. It's never been something that I, you know, feel like I always have to have to a certain extent. Like I kind of am feeling very overstimulated these days. And so I don't know if that is correlating, but I do find that I scroll a lot. And it's because I love seeing people's creative brains, especially working in this field. You know, it's the same as listening to a bunch of music if you are in the music industry or, you know, fill in the blank. But yeah, it's not doing good for me. It's to a point where I'm like, okay. So basically pretty much unless I'm alone and it's during the day and I've like actively chosen the choice to be like, okay, I'm going to take 20 minutes right now and look on Instagram, then I'm not going to do it. And I think this is going to help because I'm finally going to get a work phone and a social media phone, or I mean a work phone and a personal phone. So my personal phone, I'm just going to have text messages, my personal email, like that's pretty much it. Just like contacting kind of stuff. And then that's going to be my phone that I always have with me, take with me. And then everything else work related is going to be on the work phone. So I'm going to film, I'm going to edit, I'm going to have my socials, all that, so that when I'm done with that, I can just leave it at my desk. I can leave it at home. I can leave it where I need to leave it and walk away from it. Because right now everything is on this same phone and I'm constantly working. And it just never shuts off. I need to set those boundaries in place for myself, especially because, you know, looks like the social media world is only picking up, so it's only going to become more accessible. Water. I really don't like water and I need to drink it. It is bad. It is a bad problem. Obviously, I'm holding an Olipop. I'm not like, so I'm going to get a water bottle and I'm going to get a water bottle. I am going to become a jug girl. 2025, Abby is going to become a jug girl and I'm going to drink one of those jugs every day. It's going to be the jug where you have like all the water that you're supposed to drink in one day. It's going to be me. That's going to be me. Am I going to have to put some electrolytes in it? Maybe. I have to do this. Like, it's actually really bad for my health. Like, there are days I go without drinking water. I'm embarrassed to say it. But it's going to happen. I'm going to do it. Why? Because I've said it on a podcast and now I can't go back. A nightly stretch. This one, I'm not sure if I'm going to follow through with. Not going to lie. But I'm going to try. Not every single night, but like 3 times a night. I used to be so flexible, y'all. So I'm a dancer. For those of you that don't know, I choreograph as like side jobs, probably like 3 shows a year. So nothing too crazy, but I love it. It's my creative outlet. Like, it is my all-time favorite thing, my passion. I love choreographing. It's just, I don't know what it is. I just love it. And I love teaching it. I love having a vision. I love creating art with bodies. I love forming things. I love using the beats and in the measures and the songs and the offbeats and the things people don't hear and the little flourishes in the music to just have the body create and say things that words can't. Anyways, off my spiel, off my high horse. Since consistently running, I have lost so much of my flexibility. For this show that I just finished, I like had to do the splits and I like did them. But age mixed with just not having stretched properly like a dancer in a while. Oh my gosh, it was humbling. It was humbling. And I really want to get back to that because I do have a secret dream to be a Rockette one day. I'm not going to lie. And I do think that if I like trained at it and worked at it, I could do it. I mean, I've been dancing since I was 3 and I stopped last year. But this last year, I've just lost a lot of it. But I'm hoping... not lost a lot of like it, just lost a lot of flexibility because, you know, I'm still in the dance world, whatever. Anyways, I'm going off point. What I'm trying to say is I still have dance goals, but I'm not actively working towards that. I'm only working towards running goals. And so I'm hoping that like with trying to balance a little bit more of, you know, the running part of my life, that the dance part physically will be more of a priority as well. So a nightly stretch, 3-ish times a week. Nothing crazy, just going through the splits, going through the whatever. So those are like my specifics day to day kind of things. I have two weekly things. Monday check-ins. I just want to have a check-in with myself mentally, physically, spiritually every Monday. Just, hey, Abby, how you doing? Journal it, write it down, just check in with myself so that also I can look back and kind of see progress or see downfalls or, you know, oh, this week was kind of rough. Like, where was I at last week? Kind of things. I just love a check-in. I love documenting. And then a Sunday calendar / planning day. So every Sunday, just kind of like briefly plan out what my Monday to Saturday will look like, see where I can find rest, see where I'm gonna, you know, take on more in the days and just start mentally preparing myself for that leading up. I think will be really good, especially because I am now going to start doing my own personal training business. So I'm going to need to just schedule a lot of stuff. And I'm a paper girl. I'm not an online schedule girly. I have it on paper. I've always just been paper. I love, call me old school, but I'm just write it out kind of girl. So that's my list. And then my next two categories, my last two categories that I'll finish with, I have the exceptions category and I have the New Year's goals category. So the exceptions category is as follows, basically. Life is life. And I don't ever for a second want my schedule or routine or, you know, this is the standard I have to hold for myself and blah, 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 to be so extreme that it takes away from my quality of life. Like, things happen. Your family gets injured. You go on trips. You have a surprise birthday party. And I don't want to be sitting at a spontaneous weekend getaway in the mountains to be like, oh my gosh, where am I going to fit in my run? Oh my gosh, how am I going to hit my protein goal for the day? I want to just enjoy. I want to literally be able to go do these things on the fly and be so spontaneous that I'm like, yes, let's do it. And then silence. No other thoughts. That is what I want to channel for 2025. So the exceptions that I have are vacations, holidays, special occasions, marathon training lead ups and builds. That's specifically for just like the training structure of things. You know, because like in training, like I'm going to need to deload. I'm going to need to whatever, but I like to have basic skeletons and then just add and take away where I need to. Injury, sickness. And then, you know, this is subject to change if there's more or other things, but this is just like a good reminder of like, hey, when it's Christmas, I don't want to wake up and be like, okay, so where am I going to run and how am I going to run? I hope it doesn't snow because I want to be like, oh my gosh, a white Christmas. Ah, you know? And then the day after Christmas, I can wake up and be like, okay, so this is going to be my run and blah, 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 blah. There's nothing wrong with being goal oriented and prioritizing when you're going to run and do those things. But when it takes over every single day of your life, it is an idol. I'm not defined by that. I'm not defined by my schedule. And life is worth so much more. Like, we are human beings, not human doings. And then the last category is my New Year's goals. So these are just like overarching, kind of like those yearly just ideas and things I want to explore. But it's not as strict of like a timeline of like, I have to do this and I have to start now. It's just giving myself like, hey, why not apply this, you know? And it's on paper, so I see it, but there's no certain like timeline. And this just works great for me. Maybe you're someone who's like, I have to have a timeline or else I'm never going to get to it. I'm never going to start it. Great. This is just how things work for me because I'm very type A. I'm very perfectionist. I'm very all in. I'm very go hard and do it now. So for the people that are also that kind of brain, this is, I feel, the best way that resonates with me, just how I look at New Year's goals, because I love to have a goal, but allowing and making sure I'm taking that time for like, hey, life. Hey, Jesus made you as a human. Jesus made you in his image. Jesus didn't make you to be perfect. So these are my New Year's goals. Find a nighttime activity. Now, this is something for me because for two reasons. One, because once the workday is done, I kind of am like, what do I do? And I kind of just like watch TV until I get tired. I just want something. I want something. In the summer, it's super fun because I go play pickleball. Like, that's my thing. We all go get together and play pickleball. Like, nighttime, there's just a lot of activities. In the colder months, that's not really a thing because it's just not as easy to like go outside. I also am just, I tend to be like a hermit. I'm like, once the day's done, I'm done. Tap out. Bye. But I just realized it makes me a lot less social. It makes me more to myself, and I just even get more routine mindsetted. So I need something that gets me out of the house. I need something that, you know, just breaks up that routine and almost kind of sets like a new routine of like, okay, you're not just not Abby anymore once the workday's done. Like, you have so much more to offer. And then the other reason is because I need something fun. I feel like the more adult I become, the more I like exist to eat, sleep, and work. I need something fun. I need something that doesn't push me forward in any way. Like, having this hobby will push me forward in an emotional like happiness mindset. But I feel like so often it's just like self-help. How can I better myself? How can I better my career? How can I better my training? How can I better my work? How can I blah, blah, blah? Like, what's going to push me forward? And if I'm not using this time to utilize that and hustle, hustle, go, go, it's not worth it. And if I'm not like, when have I had fun? What are my hobbies? What do I do for fun that doesn't make me better in any way, you know? So tonight I'm going rock climbing because I want to, because I think it's fun, and I'm going with my dad and it's going to be fun and we're going to bond, and maybe that will be my new activity, but I just need something fun, you know? Anyways, I'm hopeful that it's rock climbing. I feel like that would be a really good one. You know, in and out in an hour, quick, easy. Just, I think it'd be fun. Anyways, okay, dress up more. I've already started doing this and I'm loving it. I'm having so much fun. I have got like jewelry on. Even if I'm like in comfies, I still put like intention behind what I wear. I'm not just rolling out of bed or, you know, throwing my hair up. I love creating an outfit I've found. I love exploring what my style is. I'm still not really sure what it is because I have never ever put effort into how I look until about this year when I started dating a fashionista of a boyfriend who has great outfits. And I was like, oh, maybe I should not wear a t-shirt and shorts every day. Don't get me wrong. That's going to be my basic go-to uniform. However, I love styling I've found and just, you know, feeling put together. So that is going to be a thing. Cherish people / family time. This is just a mindset, but I feel like I'm taking it for granted, knowing like my family's always going to be there. And it's like, I live at home. I'm never going to live at home again. Cherish those times that I'm at home and not just like come home and be like, thank you for doing the dishes and thank you for doing my laundry or thank you for buying the groceries. Like, no, how can I help you? How can I make this cleaning session with you a memory? Just putting more effort into those mundane moments in life. And then the overarching theme, find my sparkle. Find my sparkle. I feel like I'm a very like get better, do better, grow person, but very rarely am I like appreciative of how far I have come. And I want to visualize myself not in a way of like work to be better all the time. I definitely think like work to be better is a great thing, but it's to the point now where I'm like, it's like taking over and I'm just never like, but you are working currently. Good job. Pat on the back. So I just want to, you know, view myself in God's image, honestly, because I don't do that. And I know that upsets him. So with that being said, let me know some of your New Year's resolutions. I am still adding to the list. The list grows and maybe it'll shorten. Who knows? But those are some of mine. Hopefully they inspired you a little bit. And yeah, let me make sure I didn't miss anything. Yeah, I didn't miss anything. Oh, I did miss something. New Year's accomplishments. I have two of them. Marriage and house. That's not really much to it, but just things to look forward to that are happening. I'm getting married in 2025, and then we're going to get a house in 2025. And who knows what else we're going to do in 2025? I don't know. It's going to be amazing. And I'm super excited about this year. But I want to know your 2025 goals or resolutions. And if you kind of have like the same thought about it as I do, where it's like, oh, I kind of just break it up and start it and then see what implements and what stays. Or if you're like, no, I go 1 year, I go all in one whole year, I do it. Or if you're like, I don't care about those things. Let me know. Hey, I love you. Jesus loves you. Ryan loves you. He does. Remember that. This is going to be the best year yet. Praying for it. Love you guys. Okay, I'm done. Bye.